soul that's dragging me down. Ryan Lee Crosby with I'm Leaving. Hope you're enjoying your morning. It's great to be here each and every weekday morning. It's always a pleasure when we get to be joined by some great guests. And on the phone is our friend Ryan Lee Crosby. We just heard I'm Leaving from Ryan, and here he is on the telly. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure. Your music is very captivating. Sometimes hypnotic, sometimes very expressive, and I love it, Ryan. So it's a pleasure to have you on the phone and to hear your music.
Well, thanks, Rick. I really appreciate all the support that I've gotten from you and kind folks that I've met out in the Hudson Valley. It's become one of my favorite places to come out and play.
Well, we love to hear that. Now, you are from Rhode Island.
I live here now, but I lived in Boston for almost 25 years, moved here recently.
Is that where you were pretty much musically inspired in Boston?
It's definitely where I got started, and I feel those were a lot of formative experiences I had there.
Now, when it comes to music that you like to listen to, who do you enjoy? Like, what turned you on to the music that you play?
Well, in terms of what I play, musicians who have inspired me a lot, come largely from the Bentonia and North Mississippi areas. Mm. Certainly my teachers and mentors, Jimmy Duck Holmes and R.L. Boyce, but also from Bentonia, Skip James and Jack Owens. Huh. From the North Mississippi and Memphis area, Robert Belfour was a really big inspiration for me, who I got to meet once before he passed away, and Junior Kimbrough. But also a lot of music that I listen to around the house includes, Kora music from West Africa and Indian classical music. Mm. And lately I've been listening to Philip Glass and John Cage and other things that are kind of outside the realm of the music I play for people.
That's interesting. Yeah, I bet it's refreshing to hear things that are challenging to you then as a musician, especially like John Cage, and hearing what he comes up with and records and puts out. It's interesting going into these people's heads and listening to what they're doing and getting out of your realm of your comfort zone, and that's cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I feel like I enjoy looking for common themes among genres, and I notice that my own listening tends to go towards music that doesn't necessarily have a lot of chord changes or has a lot of repetition. I feel like I work in a blues-based context because my heart is in it. But, I like music of all kinds and find common threads. And, a lot of that has to do with a kind of, you could say, maybe a hypnotic quality. So, could be Terry Riley, could be Robert Belfour, could be Jesse Mayhem Hill.
Now, you have accompaniment when you play occasionally and a lot of times, and sometimes it's a band and other times you're with a percussion player. You want to tell the folks about the instrument and about him, because he's phenomenal.
Sure. Yeah. Grant Smith is somebody who I've been collaborating closely with for almost a decade, and I feel like we're really kind of hitting our stride now. Grant is a superbly talented musician who plays the calabash with me, but he plays the drum set with Itzhak Perlman and has played with Yo-Yo Ma and lots of different kinds of artists and different genres. The calabash that he plays when we play together is a West African instrument. It's essentially a gourd, and that gourd can have lots of different uses and applications. But yeah, his comes from Burkina Faso, but we get a lot of inspiration from musicians from Mali in particular. Boubacar Traore is a big influence on me, and so the calabash features prominently in that music, and it really gives you the feeling of a whole drum set, but it's a single gourd that he plays with rings on his fingers, and he wears tambourines on his feet too. So we kind of emulate, I think, have a lot of respect for the guitar and drum duos out of North Mississippi, but yeah, we kind of get inspiration too from West African blues and kora music, where the calabash is featured.
I think that's why I get really attracted to your music in general. There are times where it has otherworldly elements besides blues-based music. And then a lot of times it's not droning, but it's repetitive structure in the song. And before you know it, it's moving along and 4 minutes go by. And you go, yeah. Whoa, the song's over? What happened? I love that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, 4 minutes for us sometimes can be a short song too. I feel like maybe this, yes, probably comes from what I listen to, but I think it can be really nice to have, you know, even 6 or 8 minutes or so to let the thing unfold.
Yeah.
There's something beautiful, I think, that happens when a song has very few chord changes. It allows the mind to rest, and I think my relationship to blues is tied to experiences I've had in meditation practices and being around, you know, I used to live in a house with a meditation teacher, and I think that really has had a lot of influence on how I relate to the music in terms of, you know, wanting to create a kind of stillness or a resting place through the repetition of a riff or a melody or a rhythm without chord changes. And also seeing the blues to me as like an inquiry into the human condition, and a kind of freedom from suffering with compassion. So yeah, I think there's a lot of threads that weave into, you know, what we hope to contribute to the blues tradition.
Yeah. So it's been a little while since your last album came out, Winter Hill Blues. Do you have something else on the way?
Yeah. I've been recording pretty compulsively for the last 4 years, and I think I'm finally going to put something out next
cool.
year. I took a reel-to-reel tape machine and a bunch of old microphones down to the Blue Front Cafe in Bentonia, Mississippi in April. Grant and I went down, and we recorded with Jimmy Duck Holmes. And
wow.
I think there's a couple albums, if all goes well, that will come out next year from those sessions.
Well, looking forward to that. And, of course, we're looking forward to your appearance at the Metal Arc Music Festival this weekend. Last year, man, what a set you did, and what a great time we had at the Metal Arc Music Festival. And we are so excited that you're returning.
Oh, I'm so excited, too. Metal Arc is just such a special and unique event, and the people who put it on and organize it are just, I feel like, some of the nicest, most thoughtful people I've met in music. The lineup is just incredible this year, with Blonde Redhead and
Oh yeah.
Deer Tick and Fruit Bats and Joan Shelley and
Laura
Larry
Stevenson
Campbell and Teresa.
Yeah. It's gonna be incredible.
Yeah, it's so much good music all weekend long. I would make the drive from Rhode Island to Stone Ridge, even if I wasn't playing. It's just gonna be great.
That's how I feel, and it's a shorter ride for me, but we're looking forward to seeing you at the event, and folks can visit meadowlarkfest.org and get all the information you need. It's a beautiful setting. It is an incredible place to spend time and hear some incredible music. The lineup is fantastic. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Stone Ridge Orchard in Stone Ridge, New York. Ryan Lee Crosby is one of the special performers, and there's going to be a whole lot, so don't miss out on anything and visit meadowlarkfest.org. Ryan, besides the new music that you've been recording, what else are you looking forward to? You have any other dates nearby or anything coming up?
Well, I'm going to teach a guitar workshop on Friday night in Beacon at Jake's Main Street Music.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that'll be, I think, around 5:30.
And how
Friday.
Does that work? You bring a guitar and you go and you hang out and you show some licks?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
Pretty much, yeah, this will be the second time doing it. So that'll be part of my trip out there. I'll be playing at Meadowlark on Saturday and then back playing in Rhode Island on Sunday and then up to Club Passim in Cambridge shortly after.
Wow,
and
all right.
Yeah, so, yeah, still playing a handful of dates before it gets too cold.
And
but,
what's the best way for folks to keep tabs on you?
Probably my Instagram page, and which is just at Ryan Lee Crosby, and my website, ryanleecrosby.com.
All right. Cool. Well, yeah. Ryan, we look forward to seeing you this weekend. Do you know which day you're playing?
Yeah, I'm playing Saturday. I forget the exact time in the afternoon, I think, but, I mean, there's going to be great music all day long. I know on Saturday there's also Lulu Lewis and, Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams and Deer Tick, Fruit Bats.
Yeah,
Nicolette
and
Kid Bess. Yeah, I just so glad to be coming back to play Meadowlark. I feel so happy to be a part of it and to have been a part of it these last few years. And I feel like they're just... Meadowlark was great from day one, but it seems like they just keep getting better and better and doing these really amazing events around the area and building a really sweet presence. And I know that, you know, support from WKZE has had a lot to do with that. And so I thank you guys a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're welcome, and we appreciate what you do. So keep up the good work. We look forward to new music in the future. And what a pleasure it was. I saw you. I was playing in Woodstock, and you walked by with Grant, and you said hi, and that was so cool. And
it was great to see you.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing to support music in all shapes and form. And folks do that. They go out of their way to stop by, say hello, and appreciate different styles of music and different scenes in general. So we thank you for being part of that, Ryan, and the music you create. And we thank everyone listening for doing what they do. So all the best to you, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. You too.
All right.
Much appreciation. Thanks so much.
Yeah, and I'll see you on Saturday.
Right on. Looking forward to it.
All right. This is... Bye, Ryan.
Thanks, Rick.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Again, our guest, Ryan Lee Crosby. Don't miss him and others at the Meadowlark Music Festival this weekend, Stone Ridge Orchard in Stone Ridge, New York. MeadowlarkFest.org for further information. We'll be right back after these quick messages with a brand new one from Marcus King.
Hi, this is Dr. Jeff.
And Dr. Maureen Villelmo.
Today we want to talk to you about biological dentistry.